Happy, is it Friday? Happy Friday.
It is Friday.
It is.
Oh, happy drunk day. Happy International Beer Day, I think it is today.
Beer? Like the alcohol beer?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay.
And in celebration, I'm drinking vodka.
Nice. Yep. Way to stick it to the man.
Oh, too much beer gut making material in the beer, as it turns out.
Yeah, it turns out beer guts make, or beer guts come from beer, rather.
Yeah, so I'll stick with my vodka.
That's how I keep my girlish figure.
I was out, I was gaining it up. I'm going to keep using that term. I'm bringing it back. I was not gaining it up today. I was picking the veggies out of the garden.
Nice.
But I was like, oh, I'll go get the vegetables that are ripe. Well, they're all fucking ripe. So I had like my shirt.
like a fucking child.
And I was like scurrying back upstairs. I was like, somebody's going to be like, that dude just went and robbed everyone's garden so he could eat tonight. My favorite part's that I live in downtown Milwaukee now, so there's fucking bums. Like, they've come up to me in the garage, like, can I get a dollar or use my cell phone or whatever? But those ignorant fucks won't pick the vegetables.
That's the crazy thing, man. Like, we were talking about that last week. Like, there's that garden next to that church across the street from us, and we have, I can see the bush that a homeless guy lives in from my computer chair. Like, oh, there it is. And there's another group that sleep on the front of the church, and then there's another group that sleeps on the side of the church. And those cucumbers and zucchinis are big as shit.
They'll just rot out
and
there.
The carrots are all fine. So, like, 3 weeks go by, and Melissa and I are like, fuck it, we'll take them. So we just started taking, because the church isn't even taking them.
Yeah, no, they're spoiling on the vine out there.
And the church leaves out like boxes of like leftover like cupcakes for events and shit like that, which is cool. Like, give them food, but they're like raccoons. They just fucking get into it and then just leave a fucking wake of trash behind it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a reason, like, whether
we don't need to get into
good or
that.
Not to say, but there's, it's not like
yeah,
they're gonna be the best people you've ever met most of the time.
They're like, not known for their good decision-making skills.
Yeah.
That's
most definitely.
No one can dispute that. That's a fucking fact.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Exactly.
Here we are. Episode three?
G3.
G3.
Mm.
Is that an airplane? Are we at it? No, that's a G6.
G6. Episode okay. G6 is going to be.
We'll do something. We'll do something big for that.
It'll probably be like every time we say we're going to do something big for an episode, and then we'll get drunk and forget to prepare and then just show up with nothing, and it'll be the fucking worst episode.
Sure. Yeah. Business as usual.
So every
episode is worse than the previous one.
I was talking to somebody about it, and I don't know if they want to be named or not, so you know who you are.
You can name them and I'll cut it out.
I like your guys, your podcast, mostly because it's like, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. It's like, yeah, that's why my mom likes it, too. We'll say that we'll try harder.
I keep saying that I will. I even wrote down in my note. Dude, I wrote down in my notebook on, like, day two of doing this shit, like, say fuck less. It turns out that doesn't work.
Because then we just talk about the fact that we say it, so we say it 10 more times. It's okay. Making a conscious effort to change. Effort? I think I put an S in effort. Vodka's coming on strong today, boys. Well, video game stuff. And, I mean, I wrote, like, QuakeCon ? And then
yeah.
Something else.
There's some QuakeCons going on. QuakeCon is. So QuakeCon's going on right now. The only thing that I've seen come out of it so far is a new trailer for Quake Champions, which evidently is what they expect. I mean, they sort of hinted that it was going to be class-based, similar to like Dirty Bomb, Overwatch, whatever, class-based shooter. fucking Team Fortress. But now, like, this new trailer showed, like, that cemented it. Like, it's going to be a class-based shooter. So that's what's coming up for Quake Champions. The guys at Giant Bomb mentioned that they hope that there would be a classless version of the game, like a game mode that you could turn off special powers, and it would just be a basic-ass Quake shooting game, like run and gun. So that would be, I think that's an awesome idea.
I did see that the one thing I read from the QuakeCon stuff was that they had new overlays since the beta. So, like, the gore level and all that's is up to, like, a Quake standard now.
Oh, okay.
And then the Twitch movement ability, like, unlocking the frames per second and stuff, so you get that old Quake feeling of just...
like, kind of jittery almost?
Yeah, but that's kind of what Quake is known for. Same thing with Doom. I played Doom with no FPS lock because it's like that. You can just swing all over the place, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of... yeah, like you said, like jittery, like that's, it almost makes you sick to play it. But that's when you get those crazy kills where you're like jumping and spinning off of stuff and rocketing people.
Yeah,
and that's
smoke
Quake.
Some dude,
I mean,
in the face with a railgun.
It's Doom. It's the same stuff.
Yeah, it's the highlight reels. That's the exciting shit.
Yeah, that's.
It's why normal people watch football. Or fuck the Olympics. I don't know. God. Facebook popped up today. It's like, hey, Tyler, welcome back to Facebook. Tell your friends that you're watching the opening ceremony. It's like, well, I'm fucking not, and I don't lie to my friends. Turns out no one's watching the opening ceremony. Except for those poor Brazilians that got fucked out of a home and then probably given free tickets. Like, oh, we're sorry. We just need your house for table tennis for the next month.
I think we talked about it, but they have ticket. They went like bankrupt trying to hire security and all that stuff, and then now there's been more pictures of it up now, but they got the cocaine like packets with the rings on it and shit. That why the fuck did Brazil get the Olympics, man?
It's so weird. There's so many instances in the past where the town that's housing the Olympics goes fucking broke. Because they're setting up for all of this ridiculous shit.
Yeah. Hopefully 2020 will be like Guadalajara goddamn horror or something. Just keep getting worse and worse. 2024 Antarctica.
Yeah, it's like, on the moon. Yeah. It's like we'll scare them off eventually. They'll stop fucking showing up one of these times. The dead bodies surrounding Rio de Janeiro didn't fucking do it. So back to the drawing board, boys.
They stopped making video games, I think, with like Nintendo 64. Or I think Dreamcast might have still had one. They had the winter games. I have
the Olympics.
Yeah.
I want them
to make a game for this Olympic, but I want it to come out on like Atari. Like this is what it warranted. Or it's not a game where it's like Grand Theft Auto and you're just at the Olympics.
At the Olympics.
But you're not doing any of the sports. You're just buying coke and killing hookers.
Yeah, you could run around and like steal cars and like shoot stuff and fucking sell drugs. I mean, or you could just go watch the Olympics.
Yeah,
but thank God, they made an entire rest of this game, because watching the Olympics fucking blows.
you could complete the entire game by just sitting in the stands.
Achievement.
Every unlocked. Now and then it just fades and blacks out because the guy falls asleep, and then it kicks back on and it's a totally different thing, but now you don't have your wallet or your passport. I think we might be onto something here.
Be a good mobile game, at least.
Jan, get my manager on the phone. We got a game to sell.
Jan, God.
Okay, sweetie.
Yes. Thanks, Skeletor.
Oh, I thought we need to pitch that. I like that idea. I'd play the shit out of that.
It sounds like a screensaver.
the blacking out thing?
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, on your screen, is this like somebody throwing a shot put, and then you just like fades to black, and it turns back on, and somebody's throwing a javelin, and all your shit's gone. So then you have to buy the cocaine so you can stay awake through like all the,
right,
the shot put throws and the discus and all that shit. Yeah, so you have to like, it's like a it's like the carrot system in Ocarina of Time on the Nintendo 64, where like if you give Epona too many carrots, it'll just get bitchy, like won't go fast anymore, and it takes time for your carrots to build back up. So you just have to use your cocaine like.
It should be like the Hey You Pikachu with the microphone, and you have to commentate. And to keep your character awake, you got to go buy the cocaine on your time off. Yeah. So you could stay awake to commentate each of the events.
Yeah, this is getting...
Someone listen to this.
All we need is a title, and we have a fucking game.
You make it look like... like the N64, where it's just like a guy throwing a javelin or whatever's on the cut. The Winter Games is the guy doing the ski jump.
Okay.
And it says like the name of the town where it was. I can't even remember anymore. It's fucking Olympics. And then it's just got the rings. And that's all it should be. It should look like a real game. And then you put it in and everybody goes, what the fuck is this? just spirals out of control from there.
Well, I guess I'll give it a chance. Boom. Game of the year.
Boom sauce.
Game of the year 2016, because it's going to be so fucking basic that it will be able to be made within like 3 months, realistically.
Yep.
It'll be VR, so that way there's an excuse for like the graphic quality to just be dog shit.
Right.
So that way people are still like, yeah, this is an excellent game, even though it looks like a fucking 3-year-old drew it up.
I was listening to somebody talking about VR, what podcast was it? I don't even remember. I think it was Rogan. And they were talking about
Duncan
VR.
Trussell?
It was Duncan
super
Trussell.
Super fucking into VR.
Yeah. And he said it's he compares talking about VR to, it was like to talking to people when they talk about their dreams. Like nobody wants to hear, you want to tell everybody, but no one fucking cares.
Yeah.
Because it's only like 10,000 people own an HTC Vive, whatever it's called. So he's like, yeah, you go and you're like, you want to tell people that you're having this crazy experience with these stupid goggles on your face, and they just don't care. No one cares.
His voice is fucking crazy. Yeah, man. So fucking...
His laugh. Best laugh ever.
It's so good.
Yep. So you and I both big Stranger Things fans.
Twas good.
Was good, and there is no confirmed second season.
Oh, really?
They haven't made it, nothing. So the problem is they're being told that it's doing very well, and they're in contract negotiations now, right? So there's going to be a gap. Like if they bring back all the same people, those kids are going to be
older.
Way too old. Problem with working with children. They made it. It released a year later. It's now played. And now a year after that, they're going to go make the next one. Now these kids are quite a bit older. So to clear that gap, they have the writers. What are they? The
Duffer or Duffy or some shit?
Yeah, the Duffy brothers. I wanted to call them the Duncan brothers because we were just talking about Trussell. They said they want to bridge that gap with a video game, but they want the video game to be 8-bit.
Oh,
so like an 8-bit adventure game.
They're just
in the 80s.
Obsessed. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Which might make it decent, because there's no way if they went full bore and contacted whoever that they that it would be a good game. I don't think it would be. I don't like any games off of television shows or movies or whatever for that matter.
There's like a fucking select few. Like there's so few. I can't even think of one off the top of my head.
That's what I was saying. Like I cannot come up with an actual name of a game that was so good that I was glad they made it.
If they were to make something like that, they would have to do something to, like, it wouldn't even, they would have to do something to the degree of, like, Earthbound, where it was like a role-playing game. Like, there's too much story to cover, I feel, with a TV show to a video game. Like, I don't know, it couldn't just be some side-scrolling Super Mario Brothers, Alex the Kid bullshit. Like, there's no fucking story to those things. It's just run right, jump, shoot fireball.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. It's obviously got to be, like you said, like full hardcore Earthbound style with massive story. Because that's what they want to do, is they want to bridge the gap. So they just want to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
So it could just be a lot of reading. And if it's on a new console, you can do voice. I mean, if you wanted to, you could do voice acting with an 8-bit game. It doesn't matter. There's no limitation there. As long as they call LJ in and get it done. Because if anyone else makes a movie game 8-bit, you got to be horrible, and it's got to be made by LJN.
Oh, that fucking place. Okay.
The ones that made Jaws and made...
Spooderman.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All that garbage.
Yeah, all those. All that great stuff. If you could call those guys up, they're just sitting somewhere in an office, and the phone rings.
What is that?
Pick up the rotary phone. Hello? I need you to make a game for our television show. It'll be ready tomorrow.
What's a television? We've been trapped in this box for years.
They wouldn't even watch the show. They'd be like, tell us the premise and it'll be ready tomorrow. It's kind of our thing.
It's called Stranger. Okay.
Stranger Danger. Because yes. These guys are so fucking ballsy that they made a Jaws game with... There's no way they watched the movie.
Wasn't it a prequel? Oh, no, never mind. I made that up. Forget it. Yeah, that never mind.
Jaws did well, unexpectedly well, and so LJN jumped on it and kicked out a video game instantly. Like, by the time the VHS came out, they were like, boom, video game. And in the video game, I think we talked about, you're a diver and you spear fish.
Yeah.
Because it's close.
Yep, real close. That's so crazy. Those fucking video game to movie bullshit. Vice versa, like either direction, that is an avenue that just doesn't fucking work. You can either go video game to movie, never good. Movie to video game, like 99% of the time, not good.
I don't know why the video game to movie thing doesn't work. Assassin's Creed's going to be garbage.
Oh, it's going to be a steamy, steamy pile of shit. And it's even got, what is it? It has like Michael Fassbender or something in that too. Like there's big names that are in this movie. And it's just going to be a turd.
Man, maybe that's why they're so bad. But like comic books have done. Comic books have done well changing over, and a lot of times, especially with like DC style, they pick a nobody. Like somebody. Now, here recently, I think it's because they've gotten so popular they're able to do it, but originally it was like these random shack. It was random people that they would throw to be the new star. Like when they did Man of Steel, that guy was relatively unknown.
I had no idea who he was.
Now, as that has become more successful, you're getting Ryan Reynolds and you're getting Ben Affleck, but I wonder if it's because the video games almost immediately try to just stuff the biggest names they can find and hope that that makes it successful.
I mean... If you go back, like, you remember Blood Rain, the video game Blood Rain?
Yeah.
There was what the fuck is the dude's name? Uwe Boll? He's this German director. Yeah, U-W-E, and his last name is B-O-L-L. He is... He's a German film director, and Germany offers these crazy tax write-offs for filming. So this dude was essentially making hot fucking garbage so he could just get money. Like, he was getting money to film these movies and then getting insane tax write-offs. So he was fine, even though these movies were not successful.
He was making all his money up front. Mm-hmm. He didn't give a shit about the box office.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah, he's made... I mean, there's been quite a few. Rampage was the only one that was, like, decent, and that was about that kid that shot up that school and then blamed somebody else. But that was pretty crazy.
Any of these.
They're all terrible.
I don't think I don't know a Blood Rain movie.
Yep. Exactly.
Like, I'm just like, come on, brain, give me one glimpse of it, and nope, it's like it never happened.
But it's,
did you ever see the Warcraft movie?
Nope, I haven't seen it. It did fucking gangbusters in China. Like, it was the most successful. I think it's the most successful international movie ever in history. Like, it broke so many fucking records, but stateside, it did nothing. It just didn't produce, and evidently it was absolutely terrible, which, I mean, I believe.
I was gonna go fight through the crowds and watch Suicide Squad alone.
Yeah.
Drunk, so that maybe I could join the squad afterwards.
Sure.
But the... what'd you do after the movie? I tried to suck start a pistol. It was fun. I'm worried about it because of how bad it's doing on Rotten Tomatoes, but I read the reviews, and I think you like the Marvel movies. I thought the last one was dog shit.
I didn't see Civil War yet.
I thought it was terrible. I thought it was a terrible movie. Yeah. I watched it one time in the theaters. I've never seen it in. I've watched Batman vs. Superman twice.
Oh,
so,
gross. That movie's fucking terrible.
I'm saying I liked it better than that. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but...
Fair enough. Yeah, I can...
Liked it better than the Marvel movies. And that's not to say that I didn't like the previous ones. I thought the Iron Man series, for the most part, was pretty good. I think the guy that got, he's the best option to play that, is perfect. I like a lot of it, but the last Avengers and then the Civil War was just bad.
You didn't like Age of Ultron?
I liked Ultron in Age of Ultron.
Oh, okay.
I thought... The rest of it, there's no, and that's the one thing that the critics were complaining about, this was the premise. They're like, oh, the story, the premise is, it's too hard to follow in Suicide Squad, and they're saying it's bad because they focus too much on individual character creation and how cool they are together and not about the movie. And I'm like, these are the same guys that raved about Age of Ultron, and they cut 80% of the storyline of Ultron out of it. So what it is if you have never read a comic and you have no concept of the DC or Marvel universe,
mm-hmm.
they like the Marvel and they hate the DC. If you know both storylines equally well, I think your DC likability goes way up, because they're talking the same shit. They're like, oh, they said this one was going to be colorful and fun, and it's still so dark that it's hard to watch. That's DC. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's the fucking, the weird thing I read in an article that Kotaku put out, was that they shot the entire movie. They released that trailer at Comic-Con however many years ago, whether it be one or two or whatever the fuck it was, that was all like... bright and fun and action shit, and I think like Queen was playing in the black background or something like that, And then they released the actual movie to test audiences, and the test audience was like, well, that's not like you showed us in the trailer. So they're like, oh, fuck. And then Warner Brothers was like, abort. Pull in the team that filmed, that edited together the trailer. We'll have them edit together the movie, and then we'll compare, we'll show test audiences the bright and fun movie and the dark movie that's like technically the original movie. So they showed the test audience, and the test audience decided that they wanted a combination of both of them. So they had to go back and reshoot a bunch of shit so it could splice together those two movies correctly.
So I heard it's hard to follow, so that could be the reason why.
I mean, that would make sense. If being hard to follow is the reason that people have been hating it, then that would explain why it's just chopped up, right? Because it's been cut up fucking four times at that point.
I hope they come out with a special edition and have both. Like, if that's really, like, if they made a full and a full, release them both. I'd like to see the original. Because my problem with Batman vs. Superman has nothing to do with how dark it was. It has everything to do that the fact that Superman didn't slide his penis into Batman's mouth when they got it on over his mom just didn't complete that segment for me, because that's exactly what was about to happen.
Yeah, there was something missing.
Yeah. He was about to show him what's in that utility belt. And I'm a friend of your son's. You stabbed him 20 minutes ago. That was unfucking necessary.
Yeah. Yep.
He could have brought him to the fucking brink and then not killed him and just ended it, like, fuck the Martha and the mom sequence. It could have just been like, now get your shit together and we'll go do that. Like, you don't have to be buddies. It just could have been, I'm proving to you that you can't stomp all over us.
Right.
If you, like, someone can keep you in check.
Mm-hmm.
There didn't have to be this light switch moment where they go from enemies that they don't really explain why they're enemies.
Right. It's like, it's the dude that's on the other side of the bay, pretty much. It's like, boo, I don't like him.
Kansas on the other side of the bay of whatever the fuck. I mean, I know there's no, like, Gotham has always basically been New York, right?
I thought, man, I don't know. I
don't believe Gotham has ever, listed as an actual state, but I assumed the way they portray it that it was New York City.
I thought the city that Superman was in, Metropolis or whatever, I thought that was New York City, and then Gotham was like Manhattan or some shit. Or I don't know my East Coast cities, so I don't know. But
in this movie it was, but Metropolis is still in Kansas, right?
Is it? I thought he just flew around.
He came from Smallville and he went to the city. Like, oh, Clark went up to the big city. Like, you wouldn't say that if you lived in Ohio and the guy moved to New York. You'd be like, he moved to fucking New York. Like, he didn't go to the city. Oh, he went to town.
Man, I'm super curious now.
Maybe I'm way off on that. I never assumed that it was
that
just
together. As, like, he grew up in Kansas, and he sees his mom fucking regularly. Like, they hang
Superman,
out.
But he gets there pretty quick. But, like, Lana Lane and they all went to school together. And then the entire Smallville series is based off the fact that it's driving distance away. That Lex would go out to the country and see them still. He'd go to the bakery in Smallville, coming down from Metropolis. So it couldn't have been.
So according to this map, this will clear everything up.
Oh, please send it to me. It's going to be bad.
Gotham City is in fucking New Jersey, and Metropolis is in the well-known state of Delaware.
Sure.
Fucking, that, not even close to Kansas, so I don't.
And I guess it's gotten so so out of whack now with what's canon or not canon. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but it's a fake land. Whatever. The exact location of Metropolis in the United States has never been canonically, that's a terrible word, established.
But it has.
Although Superman creators Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel lived in Cleveland, they never established a canonical hometown for their iconic creation. During the Silver Age era, Metropolis was firmly established on a coastal city on the eastern seaboard. But it was established which U.S.
But that's
state.
Golden Age, so that would have even been before anything I ever even looked at. And I guess most of what I'm talking about is got to be just come from Smallville, because it even says it down here. In the television series Smallville, Metropolis is in the same state as Smallville, Clark Kent's hometown, in Kansas. Which, next to Chicago, seems to make sense. Clark Kent is from the Midwest, and that makes sense that he would move to a Midwestern city.
Oh, maybe Chicago.
So, but again, it's all, they never say, so they never really wrote themselves into a corner, and it's saying that way back when it was coastal, which Chicago is on the lake, so maybe that's it, but I always assumed that it was an imaginary city, but they based it in the state of Kansas.
Gotcha.
And like I said, Smallville was, it was 100% the same state. They could drive back and forth on a regular basis.
I mean, this is like looking for the Shire on a map. Like it's a fake fucking world where a lot of fake shit happens. So that's whatever. And I don't know. I'm not a DC fan. I thought that Suicide Squad was going to be cool, and maybe it still will be. But I don't think attacking a movie for its overdevelopment of single characters is like a legitimate argument, because if that were a soapbox to stand on, then the first Lord of the Rings deserves a fucking 1 out of 10 stars, because that's all it was.
My Rotten Tomato, the faith I put in it seems to be diminishing, because while I'm looking at the 27 that they gave Suicide Squad, over to the right they gave a 97% to some kid's animated movie. It's like, where's the weight there?
Which one are you talking about?
I don't even know. I was looking at the screen. I was going to go buy tickets and go to the midnight showing, because I thought I might avoid a little bit of the crowd. And as I'm looking at it, it said like top listed or top ranked or whatever. And they gave it like the gold badge because it got over a 90%.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some kid's animated. Yeah, Little Prince.
Okay.
So 97%.
That, I guess that's like super old too. That's based on like, I don't even know, some
I've
little
never
kid's
of
French book from way back fucking when.
Sure. How much money is that thing going to make?
Well, I mean, it's got more generations of people interested in it than Superman.
Huh?
It's old, like real old, like fucking old. Like, it's, like, archaic old. Like, it's been around for a long time old. Not like Superman was made in the 70s old.
50s. But.
Okay, 50s old.
I'm
older
just saying,
than that.
But generations of people interested, there's no one around from the 20s that's going to see that movie.
Maybe it's their first movie in a while.
They're dead. So.
They're dead. They can't see anymore.
Bump up to the 40s. So you got some 70, you got 70 and 80 year olds going to see The Little Prince. I doubt it.
Well, there's people that grew up getting The Little Prince read to them as children, and that's exciting. Whereas some people think Superman's for assholes. Like me personally, I think Superman's a shit ass character, but some people,
I think if you came up with Superman in the 50s and all the movies that came out, and then the television shows and cartoons, I think everyone knows the story from the youngest to the oldest.
Yeah,
walking around knows Superman. I don't see that there's more generations going to see Little Prince than is going to see.
I'd say more generations. Superman. I wouldn't say it's certainly not as common, but the age is spread more, is spread further, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, comic book movies. I don't know. Whatever.
Doing well. They, one of the guys compared it. He said it was, his issue was that it was, I can't quote him because it was such a weird statement, but it was that the character development was basically like how they did Deadpool, but it was for so many people that this movie was just a segue to more movies. Like, this was DC's way of expanding their universe immediately, like Marvel has done over these years. Like how Marvel brought you another character, and they brought you, you know, Scarlet Witch. Yeah, Scarlet Witch and
Quicksilver
and all these other characters that they've kind of leaked through, and now other guys are getting their own movies, and Thor and
I understand. Like, they're Hulk just trying to do it in like one fell swoop a bunch of individual movies. Yep.
They're going
to
do Justice League for all your heroes, and they did this for all your villains, and then break off from there, and you're going to get all the movies. Like, they were like, oh, shit, people have to know, like, what do we do? What if we made a villain movie? We go back to this obscure comic, Suicide Squad, and we throw that together, and then we introduce just a ton of them.
Yeah.
And then we have a whole fistful of heroes and a fistful of villains, and we can just shake and bake movies for the next 20 years.
See, to me, that sounds way more fucking interesting than any Batman or Superman comic book. Like, these are all characters that I think are interesting. Like, Batman isn't a creative character. No. Superman isn't a creative character because they wrote down on a piece of paper, yeah, he can do that. And it's like, whatever the fuck someone asks you, you just hold up the piece of paper. So, yeah, you can do that. And it's fucking dumb. It's dumb.
He's an old man.
Is he? They can shave. Whatever. What the fuck ever. Bombs don't destroy his hair, but he shaves. Fuck it. Maybe he uses his laser eyesight in the mirror to shave his own face.
I want
to
see that. That'd be dope. If they put that in there, like where he just held like two mirrors and like...
Yeah. It's a way fucking cooler idea than whatever.
Comes out one time and he's like, and he like sees smooth left face. And then he walks out and Lois screams like, oh, God. And he turns and you can see all his teeth because he accidentally
just melted knocked his face
him
off.
Yeah, I fucked up. drool. It'll go back.
But, like, Harley Quinn's a cool character. Deadshot's a cool character. And I don't know the rest of the fucking Suicide Squad. But
I wish they'd have gotten anyone else.
But Will Smith.
Because stars won't put on the fucking mask.
Oh, because they want their face to be seen?
Yep. So he had, I want a little octal so I don't have to wear the full, put on the fucking mask.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to be in a comic book, you put it on.
You're just a dancing jester. You're not capable of making incredible decisions. You stand in front of a fucking camera and you lie for a living. That's all you do. But for some reason, there's this immense amount of trust and fucking respect that goes to these people that are fucking useless, but they look pretty.
Put on your mask. Yeah. And don't, whoever made this goddamn movie, don't have Will Smith say the name of your fucking movie in the movie.
That reminds me of Family Guy. Every time I see that shit, dude, when Peter gets stoked when they say... Yeah. The fucking name of it, yeah.
Roadhouse. Yeah, when they, that made me, I was like, oh yeah, Suicide Squad, getting all pumped. And that right there was like, I might not see this movie.
Yeah, right in the very first trailer. Oh, so we're some sort of like Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
That's almost as fucking terrible as, what was her name that was in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie? Megan Fox being like, see, you guys are some sort of like teenage ninja turtle mutants. It's like, fucking nope. Nope. Shotgun the fucking DVD player. We need to get the fuck out of the house. This is terrible.
It throws the whole... When I watch a movie, I want to forget I'm watching. I want to be immersed in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to. As soon as you start, like, he might as well look at the camera, like,
right, and just Deadpool the fuck out of it, right?
Yeah, might as well. If you're gonna fourth wall the shit out of it, anyways.
That I guess that was a big deciding factor was how well Deadpool did, and fitting shirt, by the way. And how poorly Batman vs. Superman was received. So, like, well, we just need to make it like that and we'll be fucking fine.
But they didn't.
But then
that
they
wasn't
didn't.
Comedy. It wasn't funny. It was... It wasn't like... If he'd have done that, that might have made it better. If he'd have just kind of, like, winked at the camera. Now, if you're going to do that stuff, like, I guess make it a funny movie... But this isn't. It's not a funny movie. It's
that's completely out of character for those characters. Like, that's not.
Don't forget, we're the bad guys. The lizard guy eats humans. He eats people. That's what he does. He doesn't need to be reminded that he's not the fucking stellar person on the crew.
He made that decision.
It'd have been better if he was like, don't forget we're the bad guys, and he just reached down and bit off his hand and went, shut the fuck up, and walked away. Like, what? They should have started by one of them. What's the dude that ties shit up? He's a useless character. I'm sure he dies in the first 2 minutes. I haven't seen the movie. That's for sure a spoiler alert.
He ties shit up? He just ties
the
knots? Mr. Captain tying knots?
The guy that headbutts the Slipknot. His name's Slipknot. The guy that headbutts the girl in the trailer.
Oh, fuck.
That's his deal. So he's already dog shit. He's for sure going to die.
Oh, he just runs around with knots in his hands.
I guess. Yeah, wow. He just tying stuff up. So...
Exciting. Welcome to DC Universe, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. A man who ties fucking knots is a superpower. I can't do it.
They should have started with him when they did all the implants. And they were like, you'll do what we say. What? And he just, fuck you, and tries to run. And they blow his head off. Because then at least everyone else would be scared. And they'd be like, all right, I guess we got to do what you say. But you're telling me you just told him and nobody was like, dude, I'm a career criminal. What I do is kill people. This is DC. I kill a lot of people. It's my thing. And then none of them ran or... Okay.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah, wouldn't have a movie if they did.
That was my big problem with Marvel. I told you this, that nobody dies in a Marvel movie.
Sure.
Nobody dies. Well, they killed Quicksilver and no one else has died.
What about all the... I mean, there's all the people that died.
I'm talking about main characters. Like, there is no... They just add more. They added so many that they had to make a movie about them not getting along anymore because there was just too many. You couldn't have a movie like the one bad guy and 47 superheroes are coming after him. It's like,
shit's a little one-sided. That's why all the superhero... Or, like, the villains are like these... fucking existential threats where it takes, like, Marvel's villains have to be so huge. They can't be like some career criminal bullshit from the DC universe that I rob banks and I dress like a penguin. Quack, quack, motherfucker. That's a shit-ass character. Where you have Galactus, who could, I mean, poor character design, if he wanted to, just smush the Earth, but he doesn't.
DC has it too, but... what's his name? The exact copy of Galactus.
Darkseid is the only name.
Darkseid, right? Dark.
I don't know. I don't know Darkseid or Darkseid's story. I thought he was like Thanos's.
He's Thanos's equivalent
counterpart.
And instead of having it, this is how bad they copy each other. I don't know who came first here, but either one's a chicken or one's the egg. I mean, with this idea.
Gotcha.
So Thanos has his, five Infinity Stones?
Infinity Stones, yeah.
And then Darkseid has, God, is that his name?
It's, I mean, he's this dude with a goofy helmet. He's blue. His armor's blue.
Yeah.
I guess he's great. I don't fucking know.
He has like five of these boxes. I can't remember what they're called. But the boxes are basically a mix between Tesseracts and the Infinity Stones. Like they give, that's what they use to make Cyborg. That's what the scientist finally gets to do the bonding. Like he finds one. That's if you watch the extended edition of Batman vs. Superman, the extended scene, they come down and Luther is still sitting in that water. And there is a devil in front of him. And I can't remember his name in the universe, but he is showing him all five boxes. But he's like a hologram. Like he's there. And then when all the cops come in.
Oh, this motherfucker right here?
Look, he's got horns like a devil.
Yeah. There's pictures of it, obviously, on the interwebs. So, yeah, there's your fucking Thanos moment. Okay. Who the fuck is Steppenwolf?
That's his name. There you go. Okay. So,
what a shitty name.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. He even looks like Galactus. Got it.
So 30,000 years ago, the humans and Darkseid. I'm pretty sure that's his name. If I'm just butchering it this whole time, I'm gonna be real pissed off. And another group. And it's I think it's the warriors from Wonder Woman.
Oh, it's
Woman's
pronounced Darkseid. Yeah, you're
Darkseid.
Right.
Okay. And they'd say it's like 30,000 years, right? So it's like Vikings, even though probably way too old for that, but it doesn't matter. They're out there. The planet's only 6,000 years old, so I don't know
right,
how they did
this. Right.
Yeah.
Got to get your facts. Fucking in line.
They're out
buddy.
There fighting, and I think it's three stones because one goes to each. When the war ends, each steal like a stone.
Okay.
And one gets like buried by the humans, and then somebody else takes one. Somebody else takes one. So it's very similar to the way that Marvel's doing the search for the Infinity Stones.
Okay.
But instead, they're called like. Magic boxes.
Magic boxes.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean's magic boxes.
Right.
Because Mr. Clean got into prostitution. He's just the pimp now and sells magic boxes to whoever has
shit's
money.
Shit's good dark.
It's DC, man. It's what we do. Gets dark in DC. And then we fucking get a bunch of guys to put on owl masks and everybody's like, okay. I've had enough. Fuck this.
The Owl Court, whatever it was called.
Whatever it was. It's the fucking Monarch from Venture Brothers.
Yeah. Make me a Venture Brothers movie or make me make the Killing Joke.
They made it. What did they do with the Killing Joke recently? They made like some movie that was in theaters briefly recently.
Did they show the animated?
Let me look into this.
But if Leto really wants to play the Joker, play it. Or better yet, do Death in a Family. Have him kill Robin on screen and drive him nuts. Or bring the Joker on into the Batman vs. Superman universe and go over to Gods Among Us. Comic books and have him drive Superman insane where he kills him
where he kills Joker.
Yeah. Superman kills Joker in that timeline. Because he goes, he can't ever get Bruce to kill him, which is, it's all his ultimate goal is to make Bruce break.
Oh,
his
make
code.
Batman kill somebody.
Yeah. Make Batman kill, like get so mad at me that you'll kill me. Because Batman has always spared his life, knowing what he's done and everything. Like when he's had the serum and to save, but the Joker thinks he's going to save himself, and so he tries to get it from him and breaks it. And he's like, you should know by now that no matter what you've done, like, I would still spare your life. Like, I wouldn't just let you die. In Justice Gods Among Us, which was the video game, but then is a full comic series, which was pretty good. The Joker says he's tired, so he's gonna go to easy mode, and he starts picking on Superman, and drives him insane immediately.
I think I played a little bit of Injustice, but I remember Superman looking a little fucking bananas at some point in the beginning of that game. Is that, do you remember that?
I didn't play the game. Shit up?
Okay.
But I in the comic he literally says, I'm gonna try easy mode, and goes after him, and then laughs at Batman as Superman loses him. Just like fucking slams him into a wall, like breaks all his bones and like cuts him in half. Like, you know, it's done. He's done with it. Because he kills Lois. He does, like, he goes, like, that's, the Joker has nothing on Batman, because Batman, of course, has lost everyone. That's his premise. Yeah.
Mom's so dead.
He just tries to kill all these other people and torture all these other people to get at him, and it never drives him insane. Unless you follow the super fan fiction, which is Bruce went insane after his parents were killed, and he's locked up in Arkham Asylum, and the Joker is his split personality, and all of the characters were written to be nurses and doctors and other things all throughout. Like, there's a, you should read, it's really interesting, like, full fan concept where they take all the characters and then write, like, a real version of them.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, Batman doesn't have any superpowers. Like, how could he ever go up against Ivy and Mr. Freeze?
All these superhumans.
So it's like Mr. Freeze is, like, his cryotherapist, because they're trying to use that to, it's out there, but it's a good take. That Bruce Wayne is really just batshit crazy and is locked up in Arkham Asylum. That's why he can never kill anyone. That's why he can't kill the Joker, and he can't kill any bad guy, because really he couldn't kill him.
He's physically incapable.
Yeah, he couldn't kill him in his fictional mind, because what would he do then the next day when they came back? So he created this world where he doesn't.
There's some fucking awesome fan fiction for shit out there. Okay. Shall we get away from comic books? All right,
time to start the podcast. Hey, everybody, right. Welcome to G3. This is all right.
So we were talking about No Man's Sky briefly before.
Before we started, yeah.
Before, yeah. So it's supposed to come out. What was the original release date on that? Well, not original.
July.
Revised. Was it August 9th? When it got delayed?
Its original date was July 7th. Don't quote me on that. But it was July, and then they pushed it to August.
Yep, August 9th.
And if you go back to that podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear me predict what is happening now.
So yeah, No Man's Sky is going to still release on PlayStation 4 on the 9th as planned, but then on PC it's going to hit on the Friday. So it's just 3 days out. And they're erasing the servers. So I don't know if you heard about that fucking dingus that spent $1,300 to get early access to No Man's Sky.
No.
He's by himself. Like, I don't know who he made a deal with or how he got a hold of this person, but he made, like, a legitimate deal with the people who made the game, and he paid them $1,300, and they gave him No Man's Sky days in advance.
And now they're going to erase the server?
So he's already finished the game after putting only 30 hours into it. So he's posting all these videos pissing and moaning about how this game was supposed to be guaranteed like 100 hours to reach the center of the universe, but he's knocking it out in 30. So evidently this dude figured out some item sells for like an insane amount of money that allowed him to upgrade his ship at a much quicker rate than he should have. So he just did that a bunch, and just kind of fibbed the fucking system and just paid his way to this. He got to the center of the galaxy, now that I think about it, the same way that he got the goddamn game early. He's just a limey cunt that just wanted to spend a lot of fucking money and get the end product immediately. So
That's like people that make speedruns of Skyrim. I beat it. Did you?
Yeah.
Because the point of the game is not to beeline to the end, come limping across with the lowest gear possible, and having explored nothing.
Because you clipped through 17 walls and just ended up at some Daedric Prince's house and got this magical sword that you just murder motherfuckers with now. But
people are fucking miserable, man.
Yeah. Yep.
That game, I don't want to. I'm not gonna rush it. I want that to be my game for the year, like where I can crack my knuckles and I can zone out in here, and then when the sun comes up I go, oh shit, I gotta work. Like I'm really looking forward to it.
It'd be cool to have a game like, I mean, there was a point in my life where Minecraft consumed 14 hours a day for many days in a row. But it would be cool to have a game like I want No Man's Sky. I don't have any predictions for the game. I think it's going to let down a ton of people. But what I want is a game that I can just like, well, nobody's playing Overwatch, I'll just go play No Man's Sky and just go fucking do stuff for a little bit. And
like Stardew Valley.
Yeah, like Stardew Valley.
Just
and
with
before
really
you
good
know
graphics.
You're addicted, and you're fucking, you got a rubber band wrapped around your arm, and
the endless. I just want a game to deliver what so many games have promised before me, is to give me a truly open world, unique, exploratory experience set in space, not where I'm either locked to a ship and reading fucking books.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or wild promises where you just collect $100 million, whatever it is, and never put out a game. Still, where's your buddy? Is he still holding on to hope? Still posting that it's the best thing ever?
Oh. Mike was just out here
last
weekend, and we got into the discussion about fucking Star Citizen, and it's this. It's fucking remarkable. It's incredible that they're able to get away with that shit.
He burns our podcast to DVD to CDs and then smashes the CD so he has something physical to break.
Yeah. Hope so. That would be flattering.
That would be less of a waste of time than it would be waiting for Star Citizen.
Where is the... Oh, they took off the money feed isn't immediately on the front of the homepage anymore. That's not a good sign,
They
boys.
Stop... throwing the shit right in your face every time you click on it. Hey, is it done yet? No, but they raised $50 million more dollars. Roger.
This is when they pull the Homer Simpson and just start fucking meshing into the bush.
I went down and unsubscribed from the newsletter finally. They started sending out the newsletters, and it was this week in the Star Citizen universe. And then instead of having updates, it was like, we have an interview with our publicist.
Oh,
like they,
boy.
Like, they interviewed the publicist, and they were like, what do you do here? And he's like, well, I used to work for an auto parts manufacturer, and now
so you know a lot. Like, you know a fucking ton about video games.
Dude, I was just staring at the screen. I was like, this is an episode of Punk'd. They are recording all of us through the cameras, geeking out over here, squirting the bucket of lotion, getting ready to see what new update, and all it is like some glitchy dude sliding across the floor, and then they're like, and now let's go to our head of advertising
footage.
He's 74 years old, used to work at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Let's meet Steve. And he's like, I was the cheapest they could find, because apparently these guys don't have a product.
Oh man. Evidently, they hit $46,000 today. So they've made 117.
Someone's still paying.
Tons of people are still paying. They've reached $117.9 million. So that's that.
That shows you what can happen when a community of people want something like people want religion.
Blind
they
fucking
just want it.
Yeah,
that
blind commitment.
If I pray and I put my money in the jar, Jesus is going to come down and he's going to cure everything. And gamers have done it the exact same way. If they just have a few more dollars and I write enough good comments and I don't take the Lord star, whatever it is, citizen in vain,
Star Lord,
they will release the game that will finally make me happy.
The perfect video game.
An hour before that game actually releases, I'm going to just release this completely fabricated, bullshit, scathing review of it.
Sure.
It just before it even goes live. And just that way when somebody goes, it's out, and they go to YouTube, I want that to be the first fucking video. And they just...
This is your dumb face. Yeah.
While it was garbage. I beat it 4 hours. 4 hours. Beat the whole fucking thing. Made the center of the universe. I built a black hole. The game's offline. It's not even going to release. They're going to be like, this guy. I hate everything about
you
it.
You just hear gunshots. Like, everybody would just be shooting themselves in the face.
just video replies under my like, in response. And it's just a bunch of... Awesome.
So that's the Star Citizen update.
Feel informed?
Another excellent, perfect game that I just recently uninstalled today is fucking Pokemon Go. Because I've had enough. I'm good. I'm good on that.
We had that episode where I said that I was playing it, and I was like, yeah, I'm playing it a lot. I'm getting into it. And before we recorded the next one, it's gone.
Done.
I
made a bitchy Facebook post about it today. I fucking tried to catch a Caterpie on the way back home, and it CP99 just pops out and runs away, leaving behind just a cloud of smoke. I was like,
that this game can turn me into the worst person ever, because people like this game. It's not Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But we were riding in the car. Somebody's playing it. And I get the, oh, do you still play this? And I went, no, well, it's not Pokemon. So I stopped. Well, what do you mean?
Nice elitist plug.
Yeah,
fuckface.
It's Pokemon. Like, I see it. And then so I'm like, well, and
I realized, like, full fucking vegan on him.
I closed my eyes and I was like, you can't battle anything, you can't find this. He was like, yeah, but it's the things. And I was like, but it's not real. And they were like, well, what's real? I was like, they was like, well, what are you getting from real? And the problem was, I'm remembering the old game, and mm-hmm. and I'm that's real. That's the first.
Yeah, that's the correct way.
This was literally their first introduction to anything Pokemon. It was just a fun game that they were playing. And I'm just shitting all over it because I have, like you said, some elitist. I'm a vegan and I really don't like I don't I don't like grinding up Pokemon for
really
experience
bendy
points. So, as this game, by playing it, I was mad because it wasn't right, and then by not playing it, I'm just a cunty asshole. So I just am mad that they made the game. So I'm going to go hipster now, and I'm going to go back to playing Ingress, which was same game, but before they realized that if they made it Pokemon, they would make a lot of money.
Bazillions of dollars.
That's the craziest thing to me, is that on my phone, by the same people, I have the same game. One is little towers and things you capture and set up little bases.
Yeah.
And the other is you catch Pokemon instead of towers. But the overlay and it took them 20 minutes to go from that to this. And it was because they got some licensing allowance. And it went from a game that almost no one has heard of to more active users than Twitter. And 15 guys tops. Rolling in money, just
dude, for sure,
just having the time of their fucking life. Awesome, good job, right? Like,
Yeah, you did it. It's what it's all about.
They're going to make a Yu-Gi-Oh! One probably next week, and it'll do the same thing. Like, all the other guys are like, I like Yu-Gi-Oh! Better. It'll be the same game, no different, because the graphics are dog shit. All of it's bad.
I mean, the 3D models look cool. I like the way the 3D models look.
I like the guys look. I mean, like, the augmented reality thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for me, so I turned that off, and it was a little bit more enjoyable. But if you turn it off, then you're just playing Ingress with Pokemon characters.
Yeah. Nope. I'm good. Good on that.
So, Pokemon Go, I'm saying it's dead. I'm saying it fades. Fades pretty fast.
I don't know. I think it'll still have that grasp on. Fucking, we talked about this last time, but there's still the people that, like you were just talking about, that don't have memories of the Pokemon games. Maybe they watched the cartoon. Maybe they just missed out on that when they were kids, and they felt like, oh, I'll just relive this now.
I think some people still play it. I think the craze of it, I don't know, man. It got out of control. Did you see that thing in Chicago?
What was that?
Hundreds and hundreds. They, like, set up some Pokemon thing in Chicago, and there was hundreds of people all gathered. And it's like a news report, and everyone's just...
Yep.
staring at their phone. And they're, like, touching. Like, there's so many people that they're just...
Just resting heads on it. If one of them fucking passes out, he won't fall over.
Nope.
He's just in a crowd of people.
That was crazy. And then, oh boy, some veteran went to jail.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Did you see the old man?
No, what happened?
Guys at fucking, I can't remember the name of the cemetery, which one it was. I don't believe it was the one in Washington, but it was the, a Veterans Memorial cemetery. And there was a bunch of Pokemon Go players.
Alfie, calm down.
Like, set up a canopy and were walking around capturing Pokemon at the cemetery. And I guess came up to where he was, sitting next to his buddy's gravestone, and was trying to capture something in front of him, and he loses his fucking mind, and he starts beating the shit out of him, and tears their canopy down, and starts going, and he's like, we're playing a game! Like, I was rooting for the old man.
Stop.
I was like, I just keep wailing on him, buddy.
There comes a fucking point, man.
No common sense. Absolutely none. But there's Pokemon to capture on this dead soldier's tombstone that you're weeping in front of. Let me climb over you and stand on his grave.
Shut the fuck up. Stop barking.
So pay attention to me.
It's unreasonable that he's allowed to just lay down on his ass and just yell into the sky, and I'm not.
I mean... It's kind of what we do.
It is what we do, I guess.
same. He's just being a part of it. He just wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, I don't... It's so fucking stupid that they even have to put alerts up. It's stupid that they have to put alerts up for the game to tell people to not do dumb shit, but then people still do dumb shit, even though that alert... It's almost like they see it as like a reminder to go do dumb shit.
Right.
Like,
that's where the good ones are.
Right, yeah. Don't drive in Pokemon. That must be where all the fast Pokemon are
that's
at.
How
or
you
on
cheat.
The freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go get my eggs hatched. Later, losers. It's like it whatever. Fuck Pokemon Go. Let's talk about lawbreakers.
All right. Let's talk about it.
So we got alpha access to lawbreakers, which is what the hell is that company's name? It's Cliff Bleszinski's new class-based... I'm going to get real fucking tired of saying the words class-based over the next, I feel, probably 2 years. But,
But this one's got iced tea in it.
Yeah! You want to shoot guns, motherfucker? Come the fuck down, motherfucker! Bang, bang, motherfucker!
Gravity, we ain't got it. Guns, we got it.
Fuck. Yeah, if you think our podcast is bad about the word fuck, just watch the trailer for Lawbreakers. Oh, God, it's so loud. Okay, got that muted. So this game is from Cliff Bleszinski, who... Oh, okay, it's Boss Key. And they're based out of like North Carolina or some shit like that.
Were. They're out of business now, right?
But it was to me, it was like Unreal Tournament and Overwatch had this abortion that they named Lawbreakers.
He said it was, what did he say? It was the Mortal Kombat to Street Fighter.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
We know it's the same game, but ours is gory and more edgy. Nope. It's just bad.
God, I mean, it has potential to be good, and the character balance leaves so much to be desired. It looks fucking great, but it's just
hated it. I hated playing it. That was somebody got into it. They're like, you're just negative. I was like, it's just not fun.
Yeah.
Like there's a fun version of this game already out.
Right.
So why do I even care if they get better?
I totally agree. It wasn't fun, but
it is alpha, I guess.
I'm so fucking tired of this class-based shooter bullshit already. Like it's been around for a while, but it's a fucking thing right now. And it's what happened to the shooters? Where did all the cowboys go, Brad? We're just stuck with these.
Well, you got an Infinity coming out, right? Advanced Warfare Infinite.
I'm good, man.
Best shooter of 2016.
Yeah, fucking space M16s. Because fuck you.
Because combustion. I don't know, man. That was... I did. I was. It's like people were like, you're just a negative asshole. And it's maybe. And they're like, it's just alpha. It could get better. It did get better. It was just Dirty Bomb, or it was just freaking Overwatch, or insert any number of these same games.
Yeah.
Overwatch capitalized on it first, and they said, we could make a super polished $60 version of this game. And it is that. It's just any other class-based shooter, but it's really, really polished.
Yeah,
and
just
nice.
Super fine-tuned.
Right. And now you come out with one that if they fix everything, it will be hopefully as good as Overwatch. Like,
it's early. It's fucking early. Like, that's...
But what's the best case scenario for that game?
I don't know. Same thing as any game, right? Like it's successful and it has a regular player base.
I mean, for the experience, like I don't. The concept of the game is not going to change, and
faster fucking spawn times.
Oh, and if they don't make those fucking characters move faster. I almost threw my monitor out the window. They walk in slow motion.
Not the speed limit.
Not the fucking speed limit. Oh, my God.
Only particular
How powerful is a rocket launcher? You think a headshot with a rocket launcher would kill you?
No, the rocket launcher, man, that motherfucker is... He is utterly useless. A four-round fucking magazine with rockets in it. And it takes him every bit of 5 minutes to reload the motherfucker. You're better off just killing yourself with the last rocket and just spawning with a new gun. But unfortunately, it doesn't do dick for damage, so you can't even kill your fucking self with it.
Nope.
You could shoot yourself in the fucking mouth with all four rockets, and your guy would probably be limping around like, fuck,
that's
that kind of hurt.
That's how you jump. That's how you jump to the next level.
Right.
Dude, that drove me absolutely nuts. I was like, I'm gonna play a tank. It's a new game.
So
it's tanks
safe
are
route.
Easy. Yep.
Yep.
You get a safe route to go, dude. You're super spongy, but you're not. You're just not. You're so slow that any increase in health that you get from him is completely thrown out the window.
Yeah. Yep.
So I go attack character. What's that guy's name? He's basically Soldier 76.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just call him that.
His pistol. Money in the bank. I was top of the board every game pistol.
Well, he's got the...
It needs to get nerfed bad. It's like three headshots And it's easy to aim. Big hitbox, just like Overwatch.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So it's a big hitbox and 3 headshots of the pistol, and they're down. And I'm just jump, bang, 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 dead, dead, double kill, triple kill. And I was like, oh, this game's easy. But that's his regular weapon. It's a
the
Nerf
assault
gun.
Rifle? Yeah, it shoots foam fucking darts, dude. Yeah. It's just sticking to fucking walls. Yep. Oh, it's cool.
So, Nerf made again, and people are going to go, it's alpha. They could fix it. They didn't play it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's alpha. They could fix it. Like, that is the fucking thing. And, I mean, they're going to have... I think it's smart of them to put it out this early. I think it's fucking super intelligent, because the more people that play it, the quicker it fucking breaks and the better game that you'll put out as a final product. It's a smart idea.
The final product is supposed to release fairly quickly, right?
I'm not sure. I think it might be a 2017 title.
Is it?
I don't know what
it was. I thought it was fall 2016.
Oh, shit. No, I don't think. Could it? I don't know.
I was surprised they were calling it an alpha. I thought this was because for some reason I thought the thing was about to come out. I think if it's not a 2017 title, class base is going to be done and left and by. We'll see. I'll keep an open enough mind to do the beta, but it one day of the alpha weekend is all I played.
Yeah, I played. When Mike showed up, he checked it out too, and it's this, I don't know. You play as the chick with the swords and your Tracer with
your Genji Tracer,
yeah,
whatever.
Your Tracer with, yep, Genji's fucking murder sticks, and you can just teleport around chopping people to fucking bits.
I guess that was my problem with it, was I could almost tag character for character which Overwatch character they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah, they were all just weird hybrids of a couple or three characters.
So there's that.
So Overwatch.
Updates.
So there, Blizzard has been doing this weird thing that I wish they had been doing the entire time that I've known them to be a company. And they've been doing these weird hints and like puzzles and shit for the fan base to figure out. And they're all these weird discrete hints of like new characters coming to Overwatch or Diablo 4 potentially being released. And the one that blew my fucking mind the most, like the Diablo one, we can get to that in a minute. The one that blew my mind the most was this new character that they have been hinting towards for a while in Overwatch, the Sombra character, which everybody's speculating is this. Everybody thought it was going to be Anna. Everybody thought that that's what Sombra was going to be. But Anna, whatever, she came out, and now so fucking weird. At the end of an interview with like the lead designer, I think he is, for Overwatch, there's this weird like old school TV cut where it looks like editing room shit, where it's like a blue bar, a red bar, a yellow bar, and then like this weird like static screen. So these motherfuckers on the internet went in and they freeze framed the static from the video, and then they turned that static into a barcode, which they turned into a QR code, which they scanned the QR code, and that popped up a fucking message that said, was that too easy? Let's make things more difficult. So Blizzard is intentionally hiding these insane fucking...
That is incredible.
Insane hints for these characters and shit. And that's what... That's why the Diablo 4 thing is believable for me, is because this is obviously what they're doing right now.
Incredible, dude.
It's fucking insane.
What's the company you said that made Lawbreakers?
Boss Key.
Good fucking luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck. Blizzard's going to copy your game and release it before you do as a random tease. Like, was this too easy? Like, that's good, dude. Blizzard is so fucking good.
Yep, they are good
at what they do. That's incredible.
So I don't know if you watched that video of the Diablo thing that I posted on Devin's wall, but BlizzCon tickets for 2016 are available for sale now, and you can buy internet tickets. And for the first time, you can get the BlizzCon like treasure box that you get for physically going to BlizzCon. So you get like a Reinhardt's inflatable hammer, a fucking bag of Diablo dice that are like, it's like a D20, a D8, fucking whatever. And there's a D4, which could stand for Diablo 4. And this D4, I guess, is, it's, the numbers on it don't line up. Like, it's not a usable dice, because on one side it has two ones and a four. And BlizzCon starts on November 4th of this year. So people are freaking the fuck out and speculating that the 114 is 114 for the announcement for Diablo 4. Yeah. So that's that.
I mean, that's... It wouldn't be anything if it came from some other studio, like some other company.
Yeah.
Really. Like, it would be like, oh, no, we weren't thinking of that. But when they're already putting crazy hidden QR codes in this, like, that's...
And
that's almost too easy. Like, that's pretty low.
With the curtain pulled aside, there are job listings that Blizzard is hiring for a Diablo 4 description game. So,
and people have been, and I think that's probably why Blizzard started doing all this, is people were decoding their help wanted, basically, ads for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where fucking Game Informer gets a ton of information about new games. Oh my God.
Right. Did you just have a stroke?
No,
right.
I gotta piss so bad that it's almost coming out of my mouth, but I'm fighting through it, so I just had the chills because my bladder's trying to fucking explode.
It's time. It's time, motherfucker. Time to pee. So probably should get the webinar tickets.
It'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
And my problem with it is, like, I do that, and yeah, I get the box of goodies, which is fun, but if not, then I wait a day and I watch it on YouTube.
Right.
So.
But you could always potentially get those boxes of goodies that people sell the dumb shit inside of it for, like, fucking $500
right.
for that little...
You remember Comic-Con in Chicago? They had all of... Was it San Diego's Comic-Con stuff? They were, like, selling the goodie, just the bag, remember, and all that stuff?
Yeah.
They're just selling the crap out of them.
Yep. It's so funny that is a... Like, that's probably that person's way to pay to get into San Diego Comic-Con. It's like they go to San Diego Comic-Con, get as much free shit as they can, and then they spend the next year traveling around the country selling it at other comic conventions to get enough money to go to San Diego Comic-Con and just fucking do it again.
And the only reason to buy those things, because none of them are that crazy, right? Like, the only reason to do it is so you could, like, lie and say you went?
Well, I mean, there's pets that, they're like the freaks of World of Warcraft that have gotten every single achievement in the game need certain mounts or certain pets that are only accessible shit like that.
Cool. No, that makes a little bit more sense. But, like, if you're buying that inflatable hammer... I mean, unless you just really like it.
Right. Maybe
it's
just
like, where'd you get that inflatable Reinhardt hair? San Diego Comic-Con. Oh, did you went to Comic-Con? Nah, I bought that bitch on eBay.
Yeah, for...
$500.
It's good. Does it squeak when you hit things? Nope.
Oh, my God, I hope so.
It doesn't.
I would be the worst. If that was a giant hammer that squeaked, I would just run around the mall.
So to bring this fucking thing full circle, let's talk about Overwatch and the Olympics. And how good of a game is Lucio Ball?
I mean, I played it once, got MVP. Thanks, Rocket League. was like, this is really slow, shitty Rocket League.
Yeah. Emphasis on the shitty. With arbitrary jump pads that...
Yeah. Oh. And the speed up, his like ability doesn't really do anything. And then once he gets his ultimate, I can't figure out what that does.
It's useless as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I got it a couple times. I didn't know what it did. Anyways, I played once just to see.
Yeah.
The fact that it's anything named after the Brazilian Olympics just bothers me. Like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. It's not a real Olympics. I think this is the time, like, after this Olympics is over, they need to just get together and say, I know it's been around a long time.
It's like, it's that dog.
Maybe we just stop. It's yeah.
The dog that's a family's pet. It's just, it's got a little bit of cancer. The tumors are getting a little big. Maybe.
Yep. And it's like, you know what? We're going to, you know, no, they're good. And it's like, all right, well, she's having a good day. Let's take her to the park. And then everyone's staring at you and you're like, all right.
the day has come.
She's got three good legs and one good eye. That mouth breather is still swimming real fast. So people watch into that.
How do you get good at swimming by being a fucking literal mouth breather? That's such a fucking, like, that does not.
I have a theory.
Well, I guess if you like, when you turn to take a breath, like, you need bigger. Oh, mm-hmm. So being a mouth breather is.
I have a theory that he is physically different and that he has a jet propulsion system, like a jet ski.
Oh,
so
like,
as he goes down,
he's
like
asshole?
Gulping. Yeah. And then shooting the water at his asshole.
Spins it up and shoots it up real fast at his asshole.
So he's just.
There's just a fucking brown spiral trail that's behind him in the water.
Nailing it.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. This is where you come to if you need answers about your life.
Yep. I'll just quickly run through the upcomings. Starting with everybody's favorite console, the PS Vita. Dungeon Punks is coming out August 16th. That is... it's another RPG. But it's supposed to be a fast-paced tag team fighting system with it. Again, JRPGs converted over.
doing it.
God Eater
2. Very often.
And Hatsune Miku. It's all Attack on Titans coming out, but that's a Japanese release-only title, so you're going to have to get that off of...
Amazon.
Amazon, and then there's that like Asia import game website. I can't remember the name of it, but it's big in the Vita community. No Man's Sky August 9th for PS4. Nothing
to be disclosed for PC. Yeah.
I don't Xbox One's got nothing that I recognize. Driftwood, Bear With Me, spelled with the like a bear. So I don't know, what is that game? Comes out on the 8th.
Sounds potentially deadly.
Yeah, that again, nothing big yet. So, it's indie. No one's even reviewed the thing. It's by Exordium. I thought it was Emporium Games, but Exordium, I don't even know. But if you still have a PS3 and Xbox 360, look forward to sports games. Sports, sports, sports.
Oh, it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the only thing that's releasing still for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Right on. Makes sense. It's like we were talking about with the PS2 last episode. It's the final game was some shit-ass soccer game.
Yeah,
that's
3DS. This will interest you. Metroid Prime Federation Force comes out August 19th.
No way, Jose. It's going to be a shit sandwich.
Is it? Fucking,
yeah. That Federation Force is that goofy little like four-player co-op.
Oh, yeah, I see that. That is. I just thought it was going to be a Metroid. All right.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be great. I don't know. It looked... It's not Metroid, but...
I'm looking at the Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's not awesome. So those are upcomings. Womp womp. Summer's over. So
that's fucking depressing.
Everybody's recuperating from Steam Summer Sale, which I don't know about you, man. I didn't think it was that good this year. I didn't get anything.
I got something, but I don't remember what I got. I got depressed because Doom was on sale for fucking 75% off like 2 weeks after I bought it, but that's... There was something else that I purchased.
That was Oh, shit. We talked about it. I can't even remember the name of the game anymore. The one that came out alongside, or it came out like a week before Overwatch.
Battleborn?
Battleborn. It was like, it released, then Overwatch came out, and then Steam sale happened, and it was like 70 or 80% off, like already. Like, if you bought it 2 weeks later, you could have bought it for nothing. That's how you know you're making it.
Yep, that's it. That's that moment.
Yeah. Time to Meanwhile, pick up that Fallout 4 is still like $60. It was like Steam Summer Sale. It was like $49.99. So.
We got you. We're here for our fans. All right, man.
Come at us.
Well, I got to piss.
Yeah, sounds good, dude. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Fucking keep getting sweet, sweet subscribers.
Yep.
Every time you do, I get a little thickness going. I like it.
We
save
all
of you.
We adopt a kitty. Every time.
Someone adopts a kitten at least every time you hit the like button. That's probably mathematically sound, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, we'll catch you in a couple of days for science.
Yeah.